Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Apostle Flowers.
Oh, yes. I'm here.
Amen.
Amen.
You may begin.
Okay, well, I will go ahead.
Okay.
I know the song has finished, so I will go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
My little ones just left. Okay. All right. Well, I thank the Lord for being here being on tonight, and I thank God for this time talking about our will and God's will versus our will. And I guess in saying our will, I guess I really should say God's will versus man's will, and that includes the right ones, because some people are doing God's will, and but we all want to or should desire to carry out God's will, and I have not always known God's will in my past. Now I strive to know His will, and I sometimes go into prayer to find out what His will is for me, for specific reasons or a specific situation, or in sharing the word or whatever it might be, because I've learned to know that it's best if we know His will, and if we desire, also we need to desire His perfect will for our lives. But I'll talk more about that into a little bit later. This is going to be a series, because you can't cover everything at one time. So I'm going to carry it out a little bit. But tonight I'm going to share some scripture, and I'm going to just kind of talk about, you know, some of God's will for our lives, and then we will go further with it. One of the things we don't want to do is go against God's will. So that's one of the things we'll be talking about, what happens when we go against His will. I will be sharing benefits, the benefits that come forth in doing His will. When we accept God's will, it allows us to submit to His plans, which also enables us to surrender to His sovereignty in all things pertaining Him. I'm going to read a scripture now out of, I want to have a word of prayer, but I'm going to read some scriptures tonight. And one of them will be Jeremiah 29 and 11, which we're all familiar with. So that will be the first one. But Father God, we just thank You. We thank You for this time. We thank You for blessing us throughout this day. We thank You, Lord, for helping us to accomplish all the things, hallelujah, that was before us today. And we just thank You for all that You do for us, Your children. We thank You for blessing us right now. And Father God, as I go further into sharing on tonight, I pray that You, Holy Spirit, will give me exactly what I need to say on this night and the other nights as well, in Jesus' holy and righteous name. And I pray that these lessons will bless someone, that someone will catch on to what it really means to be in the will of God. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, "And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." Praise God. And that's what we need to do. We really need to seek God. Let me go back a little bit. I want to read 11 through 13. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Praise God. So that lets us know that God already has plans for us. And He had plans for us in the very beginning. And we've heard the scripture often that tells us that, you know, what He already had planned for us, even while we were yet in our mother's womb. That's when He called us. So let's go to the 12th verse. It says, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." And in doing that, that's when, you know, when we really find out the will of God, when we get into God's word, when we study the scriptures, when we go to him in prayer, then all of these things allow us to really know about him. We learn that in the word of God. We learn it through the scriptures, praise God, and we learn it through prayer as God speaks back to us as we pray. Let's see. Let's go to Matthew 7 and 21. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. And it says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. All right. Let's see, now let's go to, I'd like to go to Mark chapter 3, verse 35. Verse 35, it says, for whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. Praise God. And this is, you know, talking about Jesus' his family. Praise God. And, you know, there's a question in there. Jesus said, who is my mother or my brethren? Praise God. Hallelujah. But we all should seek the will. Seek to do God's will above everything, all right? Praise God. So Jesus has accepted us as his own, praise God. So we belong to him, amen? We're in the family of God, and we're not alone in this walk. And so we need to consider God. We need to seek him. We need to desire to walk upright before him and to know more about him, to have a relationship with him. Okay, now let's go to St. John. We'll start with the 7th chapter and the 17th verse here. It says, if any man do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. And, of course, this is Jesus speaking here. And I think I'll read the 16th verse. It says, and Jesus answered them, because he was having questions. The Jews were asking him questions, and Jesus always has answers for us. So, you know, if we don't know his will, we sure certainly can ask him, and he will show us. He will answer us. Verse 16 says, Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, now let's go to the 9th chapter of John, and that would be the 31st verse. Okay. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Praise God. So he will hear us. We answer. I mean, if we ask him. First Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 18th verse. Okay. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. So no matter what is going on in our lives, you know, we just need to know that we need to give God thanks. That's his will, to give thanks in everything. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Amen. Praise God. Because one thing we know is God is faithful. He that calleth us will also do it. Whatever God has promised us, he will also do. So we want to make sure that we're in his will. I just want to say that there have been mistakes that I made in the past just because, you know, I didn't know any better. That was many years ago. And I made some decisions in my life concerning a lot of things because I thought that it was right, you know, and the Bible speaks of men thinking they're right. But God's ways are always better than our ways. God's plans are always better than our plans. So we want to make sure that we carry out his plans rather than what we think. You know, a lot of times we can think that just because something is good to do, then that's what we should do. But God his will is perfect, and his timing is perfect. And so there are certain times that, you know, we may come up with something that we think is good to do, but it might not be his plan for that time. It may not be his will for you, okay? So he may have a plan for someone else to do what we think, what you think, or what I think we should be doing. So we have to be really careful in really hearing his voice so that we are carrying out his plan and not our plans, or not what we think, you know, or what we have come up with, thinking that it's just good to do this. It still needs to be out of the will of God. It needs to be his plan. I know when I married, I made a mistake there because I didn't really make sure that it was God's will. I was going by what I thought, what I saw, what I was hearing, and actually ignored some of the things that I should have been paying attention to. You know, God will give us signs. God will give us revelation. He will show us sometimes things. We look at things that we're not pleased with, and then we just kind of overlook them. But we can't do that. We have to really know that we need to be in God's will rather than what we're thinking or what somebody else has, you know, planned out for us, or somebody has told us. Sometimes people tell us, well, that's the one for you, and you guys are compatible, and, you know, all of these things. But we need to know. We need to make sure, because we don't want to make mistakes. And I just threw that one in, marriage. But it's in all other relationships and all other plans that we may come up with. You know, you might want to have have a retreat. Because I used to love to do retreats, but I believe they were all in God's plan because they always were a blessing. But, you know, it just depends on what God has in store for you to do. It might not be the time to have the conference that you want to have. You might have to wait. And oftentimes we're going to have to wait on God. First of all, we need to wait and see when he says it's time. And so we can't just rush into things because we think that's what we should do. We need to know for sure that it's God's will, God's plan. I'll give you some more examples later. But one of the things that in this lesson I wanted to share, maybe the next one, maybe the next one, we want to talk about how do we know it's God's will or our will? How do we know? How do we know? What do we do to find out? Understanding God's will. How do we understand his will? How are we doing his will? Are we doing God's will? And then we want to be praying for God's will to be done in all the listeners' lives that are listening in. I have people that will be coming in on the next one. Today wasn't working, but they will be listening in, and they will be having comments, and they will have questions, because it's so important that we really know for sure whether we're doing God's will or not. You know, sometimes we are, sometimes we're not, and we need to stop and look at that and then go to God and say, well, you know, what is your will? Sometimes things aren't working out because it's not his will. There are times that it looks like things are not working out, and it is his will. So we need to know. I remember when I went on a mission trip to Haiti, one of the times that I went, I made many trips, but one of the times I went, it was looking like it wasn't God's will. And, you know, the things that we are looking at sometimes are the very things we shouldn't be even concerned with, because if God tells you to do something, then everything that is needed is going to come together for it. So one of my trips to Haiti, it was looking like it was not God's will, just because all the money wasn't there. And at the time that was approaching my departure, so I went to God and I prayed about it. I went on a fast as well, and I was asking God to show me, because everything else was pointing toward me going on the trip, every single thing except the finance. And so when I went to God about it, when I prayed and when I fasted, the Lord began to show me. And I got instructions. And that's what we get when we ask God specifically about certain things that we feel like we should be doing. And so the Lord let me know I was indeed going to take that trip. When I received instructions, I followed his instructions. That's obedience. And the Lord gave me to get in touch with the airlines at the time, because I was supposed to have had my ticket, like, I think it was three weeks in advance, something like that, because I was going to a couple of countries. I was going to Haiti and Jamaica, and then stopping through Texas and as well as Oklahoma. So I needed to have the ticket in much earlier than I did. But the Lord fixed it, and I had all of the rest of my finance on the night of my departure. And so, you know, sometimes it's going to look to us like it isn't a go or it isn't his plan. And sometimes those are the times that we really need to push through and press and keep on believing. When you really know that he told you something to do, then you hold on to that. Hold on to it unless God tells you different, because the enemy often will try to step in and cause us to not believe what God told us to do. And so that's why we have to really make sure that it is God's plan, because if we know that it is, then we just say no to the devil, and we rebuke him, and you know, and we call his plans null and void, and we come against him in it, and we rebuke him and all the things that we need to do so that we can press on and accomplish the mission or the plan or the work that God has given you to do or whatever the assignment might be. We need to really know. So there's a time of letting go of something, and then there's a time of pressing on and accomplishing what God gave you to do. So because when we set out to do God's will, it's not about us. God has others also that are to be blessed by what you go out and do. So, you know, we can't just give up just because it looks like it's difficult. But we want to really know that it's his plan. If it's not, then we do let it go. And we acknowledge the fact that God is not giving me to do this at this time. I'm going to have to wait. Or maybe he's saying no, period. Maybe he has something altogether different for me to do or you to do. So these are the things that I want to cover in this lesson. I was trying to think of something. There was a time in my life, too, that I was really seriously looking to go into surgery for something very major in my life. And I was told all the things that could happen, that were going to happen, and all of this. And I was willing to go on and have it done because it was told that it would be, you know, best for me if I did. But then as I thought about it, I really didn't want all that done to me. And so I began to pray, and I wasn't living in this area that I'm in now, but I came here specifically for a noonday prayer and got into the noonday prayer. And then I was in prayer another day during that week and praying for myself and everything. And I ended up not even having to go through what I thought I was going to have to go through. God miraculously healed me. And I thank God for it. And so I just obeyed God. I did what he instructed me to do. And not only did I obey, but I also had faith as well. And we must have faith. We must have faith in God, because by having faith, we're trusting God. We're believing him for what he said he will do. We're believing him for what we know he has done in the past for others. And so we can trust him. And so, you know, that's another time in my life that, you know, the Lord let me know. And so I pressed. I was in pain. I was really going through. I was going through some suffering. But I pressed, and I kept believing. And there were scriptures that I was quoting that had to do with healing. And one of them was, I'll never forget, because I've also given the scripture to others, where the one that tells us in Psalms, I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. I'm still here. So I knew I was in his will. I was in his perfect will at that time. I want to stay in his perfect will. I want to stay in his will. There are times now that, you know, I'm planning something or thinking something, not as often as before, but the Lord will let me know, no, this is not the time. This is not, you're not going now. So I'm just giving you some examples. Like one time last year, I thought I was going away in a certain month. And all kinds of things were happening, already happening at the time. But I was still going to try to go. But I had to consult God because it was just too many things happening, letting me know this is not the time. And so I had to just submit to God, submit to his plan, submit to his no, and not do it. But then he made the way, but it was not what I thought it was going to be. And it was not when others thought it should be. So we just have to make sure that we're hearing God in everything that we do. Okay, it's 6:30. let's see. I think there's one more scripture I'm going to share, and then I'm going to turn this part over to Apostle Shirlene Cook, who is the head of this broadcast, and then we will see if there's anybody that has questions or comments. All right, it says, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Praise God. Now that's for us. His counsel stands forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. So we can all look to God for counsel when we need it. He will let us know. He will show us. He will make it plain. He will make it plain. I think it's been maybe close to 5 years now that I thought I was going to be getting married. And, you know, there were a lot of things that looked like that was that was to be. But when I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, I began to just kind of feel that I needed to consult the Lord some more in this. And when I did, he answered me. He answered me. No, I was not to get married. And so I didn't. I had made that mistake before, and I certainly didn't want to make it at this point in time in my life while I'm older than I was then. But even then, I should have known better. I should have known to really make sure that I was in the will of God. Well, I didn't. So, but this time, the Lord really let me know. And I paid attention to him, and I didn't get married. I didn't get married. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful that we can go to God. I'm thankful that he does have a plan for us. I'm thankful that his will is much better than our will. Hallelujah. And everything he does is higher than what we would come up with. Better in every way. So I just want to say we want to be in his perfect will. I will have more for you on the next lesson, and we will get into some discussions as well from the audience. God bless you. And what we want to really get to is walking in God's will, walking out his plan. Praise God. Walking in love as we do it, as we do so, and all of these. So I will be bringing more of that out. All right. God bless you all. Apostle Shirlene Cook.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I am here. All right. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. We do have, this has been a wonderful first lesson on God's will versus man's will or our will. And I know we have Pastor and Bishop Carver in the house. And if you have a comment or a question, you too can ask that at this time. Well, address the area code in the last 4 digits of the phone number.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. This is Pastor Carver here. And I think it was a wonderful, wonderful topic, seeking the will of God. I think that's a very powerful thing for us to always, always look to. But when we remember that the Word of God is the will of God, that's what Amen. Pushes us to study God's Word, because God shows us how He's never going to leave us in the dark, how He is, His Word is a light to our feet and a lamp to our path, right? And so when we walk in that place, it's a place of confidence. We're not feeling away in the dark, feeling around in the dark, you know?
Amen.
God is making our way clear. There's a verse I do want to share with you that speaks to this. It's in John 16:13. It says, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." And so it's the Holy Spirit that shows us things to come. It guides us into all truth. And,
yes.
And is, you know, the Holy Spirit is speaking the things that come from God to us. So we know we're dealing with real powerful information. And I think just the desire to do God's positions us to receive what we need to receive from God to do His will, because we're going to be seeking to please God and serve God and trust God and obey God. So it was wonderful to hear your heart tonight, Apostle Zeta, your heart to please God and to do what He wants you to do instead of just doing what you wanted to do and then
yeah.
having God co-sign
yeah.
on whatever
yeah.
it is you think just has to be done. And just allow God to say no. God,
right.
God
and
is sovereign. When He's sovereign, when God says no, that's all right.
No means no. Amen.
You might not agree. And sometimes
Amen.
When God says yes, sometimes when God says yes, we'll be like, I don't want to do that. But it's like, you better go. You better go.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right. That's real. That's real. And, you know, we have to understand, as children of God, we can't have one foot in our will and one foot in God's will. We can't
Amen.
Do His will with our twist on it. We have to do His will
no
the way.
Way
He says, when He says, how He says.
Yes.
You know, and that's
impossible.
What I feel so many people today, we want to do. We want to, I want to live for God, but I want to do what I want to do. I want to pick and choose what I want to do. You know, what is convenient for me. When I'm seeking a blessing from God, that's when I want to do the will of God. No, no, no. See, either you're going to do the will of God or you're not. Straight up. And what we
Amen.
Have to do, like Bishop said, is we have to listen to the voice. We have to be under the daily submission.
Yes.
And the tutelage of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit
yeah.
can't tell us anything unless it comes from God. So if you,
right.
you know, I tell people you want to make God laugh, tell Him your plan, you know.
Yeah.
But we have to understand God has orchestrated this plan for our lives. So who better than He to tell us what to do, when to do, and how to do it? So I want to thank you for this wonderful lesson, first part of this lesson. I don't want to talk too much.
Can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Now.
Okay. Yeah, I said we just have to be obedient to the Lord at all times. That's all. This was just a wonderful teaching. Yes. So, Pastor Vanessa, do you have a word?
I appreciate this topic. It's a topic that comes up daily when you read the word, because the word is the will of God. And that's where it starts and that's where it ends. And I think that's why we always, on this platform as well as some other platforms, you know, on social media, we emphasize getting in that way, studying that word so that we can do it.
Amen.
So that it's
Amen. Yes, yes. We should know that word inside and out. We should share that word. And the more we share that word, the more it becomes fluid or fluent in our daily lives. So, Apostle Zeta, I just want to thank you for this wonderful teaching. And I just pray God's blessings upon you. I'm going to, you can now pray. And if there's anybody that has a prayer request or has another comment, you're more than welcome to make it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. If there be nothing else, well, then, most gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this wonderful teaching on your will tonight. We want to thank you for the message and for the messenger. We want to thank you, Lord God, for the other servant leaders that were present on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, that we know that your word went out boldly with conviction, and we know that somebody's heart was convicted on tonight. Somebody got saved on tonight, Father God. Somebody gave their life over to you because they realized they have been walking outside of your will, Lord. So right now, Lord, we praise you for every soul that will come to you because of this message. We praise you, Lord God, for every soul that was strengthened because of this message. We thank you, Lord God, for every person who now understands that they can't do it alone, and they can do it only by standing in you and doing all things to you, through you, and for you, Lord God. So I just want to thank you for this time and this season, and I want to thank you for what you're doing in the mighty servant leaders of Spirit Alive. Continue to pour into them, oh God. Bless their goings out and their comings in. Lord, be a rewarder of their obedience, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I do pray it all. Amen, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You have been listening to All Nations Wednesday Night Bible Study with your anointed facilitator, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Hallelujah. Now, I'm Apostle Shirlene Cook, and now we were joined on tonight by Bishop Lester Carver and Pastor Vanessa Carver. And so from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from my household to yours. It is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Thank you. Good night, everyone. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless you.
Good night.